Village Round Lake, May 4th, 2015, regular board meeting.
Welcome. I'd like to call to order for the Village of Round Lake, a regular board meeting for May 4th, 2015 at 7:01 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Sanicelli.
Present.
Trustee Trifon.
Present.
Trustee Wyszynski.
Present.
Thank you. Now, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, John. May I get a motion for item 3.1 to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of April 20th, 2015?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Simoncelli, seconded by Trustee Wyszynski. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment this evening? Thank you, everybody, for being here. May I get a motion for our consent agenda, which includes items 5.1 through 5.5 as follows. 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $208,814.90. Item 5.2, approve the payroll for the period ending April 9, 2015 in the amount of $129,425. Item 5.3, adopt an ordinance adopting a late fee for business licenses. Item 5.4, adopt an ordinance adopting a fiscal year end April 30, 2016, employee compensation plan. And item 5.5, adopt a resolution approving the McGillis Drive Bridge wetland mitigation.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Wyszynski, seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Sanicelli?
Aye.
Trustee Trifon?
Aye.
Trustee Wyszynski?
Aye.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Motion carries. And a bittersweet one, number 6, outgoing trustees' comments.
First of all, I would like to congratulate Mr. Boyd, Mr. Rodriguez. Welcome aboard. It has also been my pleasure to serve the Village of Raleigh for the last 4 years. I'd like to say thank you to all the present and past members along with the staff of the Village of Raleigh. I appreciate all the assistance, guidance, support, help, and direction involved in my last 4 years. The last 4 years has been a great learning experience for me, things that I will be able to take with me for many years to come. I would like to give a special thanks to all of you who have helped me and my committee to make our special event successful for all involved. And Mr. Dan, please remember, my replacement for special events requires breakfast supplies, which includes breakfast sandwiches, fruit, muffins, and drinks, and all the networks. I wish all of you the best in whatever comes your way. And also thank you for all of the help that we received for our meeting.
Thank you all.
And it's
my pleasure. Basically, Sam, I thank everybody for their support for getting me here in the first place. It's definitely a fun battle. You know, it's made it interesting. Getting to be part of this board has been an educational experience. It's been a privilege to serve the community that I've grown up in, and I look forward to doing things with this community in the future. Unfortunately, I was not able to continue my term because of some other family situations and things that I have to take care of, and I just felt it would not be fair to the village for me to divide my time between those. So, I look forward to seeing you in the future again. But thank you so much, everybody, you guys, especially over here in the department heads. You guys have been fabulous. You've made, for the most part, this experience, easy learning experience, and a favorable position to support you anyway. So, thank you, our team members. Continue to good work. Fight for the village, for the residents. Don't let anybody else, persuade you. You feel in your heart that this is what it is. Don't be afraid to speak up. Don't be afraid to ask 5,000 questions, even if it sounds like a stupid question. and not be afraid. It's a pleasure. I'm going to miss all of you. Wait, I'm not going to miss you.
You're not going anywhere. Thank you. May I get a motion to adjourn for the purpose of swearing in our newly elected trustees?
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Trustee Simon Sully, seconded by Trustee Wozinski. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:07 p.m. Thank you. Going to open it.
No, split them in and then we'll take our seat in the bowl.
Okay. I would like to introduce us this time and thank so very much on behalf of myself and the Board of Trustees for the Honorable Donna Jo Vorderstrauss, thank you, who has so graciously donated her time to come and help us with the swearing-in of our new trustees. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you very much. All right. Now, I'm going to call one person at a time. That is my understanding of the elected officials. We'll start with Charlie Boyd. Okay, you're ready?
I am ready.
All right. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Charlie Boyd. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the State of Illinois.
State of Illinois.
And all of the ordinances of the Village of Round Lake.
And all of the ordinances of the Village of Round Lake.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of trustee.
Of trustee.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God. Thank you.
Yeah, I turned to the wrong direction. I'm just testing you.
That was part of the test. Huh?
That was part of the test. Yeah. All right.
Thank you, Grace.
I'm going to get you there.
You're going
to
be long 2 years.
Sure. I thank you again. Congratulations. Russell Crayley. I think you've been through this before.
Once, twice.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Russell Crayley. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the State of Illinois.
And the State of Illinois.
And all of the ordinances of the Village of Round Lake.
And all of the ordinances of the Village of Round Lake.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of trustee.
Of trustee.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I, Sergio Rodriguez. Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I solemnly swear support the Constitution of the United States.
And the State of Illinois.
And the State of Illinois.
And all of the ordinances.
And all of the ordinances.
Of the Village of Round Lake.
Of the Village of Round Lake.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge
the duties of trustee.
The duties of trustee.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. And now may I present your Village of Round Lake trustees.
I'd like to call back to order our regular village board meeting at 7:12 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Turpin.
Present.
Thank you. I'd like to read items 10.1 and 10.2. These are proclamations recognizing Trustee Dawn Simoncelli for her services to the Village of Round Lake. Nice. The Village of Round Lake, proclamation number 15T03. Proclamation recognizing Trustee Dawn Simoncelli for her service to the Village of Round Lake, whereas Dawn Simoncelli served dutifully as a member of the Board of Trustees since 2011 and has served as a liaison for the Police, Building and Zoning, Community Development and Special Events Committee, and whereas Dawn Simoncelli performed her duties and responsibilities with dedication to do the best job possible and always worked with a focus on the best interest of the Village. And whereas the dedication of Dawn Simoncelli and her devotion and duty have had valuable influence in the community. Now, therefore, the President and the Board of Trustees of the Village of Round Lake, speaking on the behalf of our citizens, do hereby tender this proclamation, extending our deep appreciation to Mrs. Dawn Simoncelli's distinguished service to the Village of Round Lake. We wish you success in all your future endeavors. And item 10.2, a proclamation recognizing Trustee Vicki Wasinski. Proclamation recognizing Trustee Vicki Wasinski for her service to the Village of Round Lake. Whereas Vicki Wasinski served dutifully as a member of the Board of Trustees since 2011 and has served as liaison for Public Works, Building and Zoning, Community Development and Special Events Committee. And whereas Vicki Wasinski performed her duties and responsibilities with dedication to do the best job possible and always worked with a focus on the best interests of the Village. And whereas the dedication of Vicki Wasinski and her devotion to duty has had a valuable influence in the community. Now, therefore, the President and the Board of Trustees of the Village of Round Lake, speaking on behalf of our citizens, do hereby tender this proclamation extending our deep appreciation to Mrs. Vicki Wazinski's distinguished service to the Village of Round Lake. We wish you success in all your future endeavors. Approved this 4th day of May, 2015. And on behalf of the board, on behalf of the citizens of the Village of Round Lake, our sincere appreciation for the hard work and dedication you have provided during your tenure as Round Lake Village Trustee from 2011 through May 2015, presented by the Round Lake Village Board.
And done for us.
You don't like your phone the same thing.
No, you can do that.
You
These are for the small pets, just two of them. You know, I was going to sit down and really write something special, and it's not about what I'm saying tonight. It's about the service of our outgoing trustees, Vicki and Dawn. The best thing that I can say is thank you. I think it's an honor, a privilege, and from the bottom of my heart and everybody else's, thank you for your years of service. It's the best word I can come up with. Sincerely, thank you. In regard to our newly appointed elected officials, congratulations. I look forward to working with you guys. What this board has done, I think in the last 2 years, we've moved the village forward in positive directions. We've done a lot of work with administration. We have a lot of new faces here. We have a new direction. We have new goals. The outgoing trustees have done a fantastic job. This board has been cohesive. We work well together. We get things accomplished. I look forward to working with all of you. And something that Dawn said, yeah, have a question, pick up the phone. Talk to us, talk to the administration, talk to myself, talk to the chief, just talk. Don't forget, this isn't about us. It's about the Village of Round Lake, and that's what we do here. Welcome aboard. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Look forward to it. Would our trustees like to address?
Yes.
I bet you would.
First of all, it's Donna Vicki, you started out brand new in the office of trustee. And I have to say, in my years on service to the board, that you got on board right away, it's time to work. But I'm going to say from the second term, because I really didn't work with your sleeves up. But you've done an outstanding job, and I want to say thank you. To the new board members, let's get to work.
I'll control that.
You know, to a lot of what you said, and my sincere thanks for your service, but also for your dedication, your professionalism, and your friendship. Our board has truly been blessed because of the two of you, and I personally, because of both of you as well. Thank you so very much to the new incoming. And we're really looking forward to working with you as well. And if you can do as half as well as they did in their first term, wow, we are going to rock it out of here. So, thank you.
Big mouth, I have a whole lot to say now. But, let's do it like this. I'm sure that it's echoed a million and one times. Words cannot express the accolades that I can bestow upon all of you, both of you together. I mean, you did a lot. Hometown Fest, every time it was something to do with kids, it was something to do with the neighborhood, you guys were right there in the middle of it, right in the thick of it, making it happen. Got me out there tattooing kids, buying candy, tossing it at the parade. We'll miss you, but not tomorrow. We'll find a way. And the thing is that I can't say more than thank you for the service and the things that you taught me and the way that you taught me. And I appreciate it. Now, together. Now, Les and I have been together for quite some time.
Well, I have to personally thank the two of you because I think I've been privileged to work with you guys at Test
Center.
From Mr. Jim DiDonato, the director of our Round Lake Area Public Library. Jim has some good information to share with us. Jim?
Thank you very much, Mayor. I present this hand out to trustees. Mayor, trustees, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak to you tonight. I'd first like to say that we really need to follow up after these guys. Seriously? Charlie, as most of you know, served on the Round Lake Library Board for a number of years, and we really appreciate him going. We are truly very sad to see him go, but he is going to be a great asset to you guys, and we'll be back to you. So, with that said, thank you very much again for giving me the opportunity to speak to you tonight. I'm going around to all of your municipal partners, our municipal partners, basically to reintroduce the library to folks out in the community and to invite you to come over and use some of our services. We have a couple of pieces of information in front of you tonight. The brief full brochure is something that we've been handing out to our chamber members, and it explains some of the services that we can offer to you as municipalities and also to businesses in the area. For example, we do a lot of custom computer classes. We do some social media courses. We are able to help people in some notaries and some minor business systems like that. So we are here to help you as the village. If you guys have anybody you want to send over to us, give me a call and we'll set up an appointment with your staff and some of our staff to try to make things work out for you. The other back we have, the largest one, announces the summer reading club kickoff for all of you guys over here. So if you're looking for something to do this summer, we've got some really cool points for you coming up. June 6th this year, being a superhero. Every hero is a superhero. Every reader is a superhero. So we need to see you guys. We're having such a short activity that day at the craft fair, and we're trying to get Charlie to dress up as somebody, but I'm not sure if he's going to do that. You've got some other information in there that tells about some of the other library programs. Please know that we have over 170,000 volumes of information in the library, not including the probably 30,000 e-books and downloadable resources available to you. So stop by, let us know if we can help you out. And ask us for assistance, we'll be able to help you out. Thank you again, Mayor, trustees, new trustees, for your time this evening.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great evening.
Thank you. I will ask our department heads from items 11 through 17. Is there anything that you need to be, it needs to be addressed from your respective departments? Nope. The only thing that I will mention is number 18, special events. The two liaisons and people in charge of that are sitting on the opposite side of the room now. We have National Night of Prayer scheduled for this Thursday. What is that date?
7th.
At the community room at Public Works in the police department. And please, everybody, if you can, attend that. Tell your neighbors about it. This will be the third year running that we had it. The first year was a slow start. Last year, the volume was enormous, and hopefully we'll have a better turnout even this year. I see signs are up. Is there anything that you need for us to know about? Dawn, Vicki, reply.
It's more Vicki, or Sue's been really concerned about that one. We have to think about the National Night Out.
Good. Very good. Then number 19, Mayor's comments. I need a motion to reappoint, excuse me, 19.1, motion reappointment of Richard Crane to the Board of Fire and Police Commissioners for the term ending April 30th, 2017.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Comments on April 29th, we had our business summit meeting and our HOA summit meeting. Business summit meeting was well received because we moved it to noon as opposed to 7 a.m. And I know Joe liked it. He probably gets done work at about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and he was able to open for us. We had some snacks and sandwiches. you've all hopefully have seen the agenda. One of the things that we're talking about that's coming up soon is the beautification committee again, things that the businesses can do to participate and help, talking about the road construction projects. And all I can say is the summit meetings are well, I won't say well attended, we could always use more, but they're well received. Several of the business owners came up and said, just thank you so much for keeping us informed on what's going on and issues that may impact our businesses.
the Homeowners Association summit meeting. Sue set up the room at Lakewood Grove again for us. We had a decent little turnout. A lot of the topics there again were things dealing with infrastructure. We put Adam on the spot three weeks into the job and get up, make a presentation, and answer questions. So it was a little tough for him, but all in all, some good questions. And again, I think people just appreciate it. Fantastic. That's why we hired him. Also, what happened last week was Arbor Day. Arbor Day is a funny thing. This is the third one that I've watched. And you're not quite aware of how many people come through there because it's really spread out during that morning. And there's a lot more people that actually come and participate than you realize. A crowd doesn't show up at once and stay. It's kind of a constant little... And there's volume. People just keep revolving through. And I think it's been successful. We're one of the only municipalities that celebrate Arbor Day. And I look forward to seeing it continue to grow. Adam, thank you for moving it inside and ensuring that it wouldn't rain because of it. So thanks for controlling our weather. Adam made a decision to move the whole event indoors because of the probability of rain. I think it was very successful. I enjoyed having our public see public works, our vehicles, what we have there. People were quite interested in that room. So good call. Thank you. And just once again, thank you, Don, Vicki, all of your work. Looking forward to the new board and the hurdles that we have in front of us. It's an honor working with you. It's been great working with you. Thank you so much. Trustees' comments.
I want to congratulate the new trustee coming on board. All three of you are most friendly to the community, are well-known to the community. You guys have been a great fit to our board. And I know two of the three are not afraid to speak their mind. So congratulations and welcome aboard.
Great turnout, Jesse. I hope the business has been enjoyed coming. I love how people really do want to become involved and just don't know how. And I think these two spellings in particular welcome people to where they're most likely going to fit. And we're beginning to see those emerge that are probably going to be core leaders soon enough. So that's a good thing. John is thinking, gosh, this is new and like, it's hard to believe. So yeah, don't go far. Newcomers, I'm really excited about that too. As sad as it is to have two go, it's kind of exciting to have two new joins and brought back with us as well. So it's going to be very interesting. And I don't know if anybody's noticed it, but I'm now the way minority up here. But I'm the only one who's got a seat, so I'm going to have to work out with it all the time. Take it easy, all you people. Thank you.
Why the man said we do the men the rest of the time?
And may I get a bittersweet motion to adjourn?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trifon, since she's the only woman on the floor. Paid attention, Ryan, away. And seconded by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adjourned at 7:36. Thank you.